What's going on? What is going on? It is your boy, no one else's boy, but yours, Katsumoto, here for you as your boy. And Tyler, patron on Patreon, thank you, Tyler. Tyler asks, we've been talking about the meaning, what the real meaning of get your priorities straight is, what the real meaning of priorities is, and prioritization, the real meaning of prioritization. And Tyler asks, this is a very important concept, but personally, I have trouble keeping that discipline up and going. Sometimes I get the most important thing done and then have no energy / discipline left to follow up on all the other things that are just as important. My intuition is to time box 5 minutes on each item to build momentum. So say 5 minutes of intensely learning coding here, 5 minutes of updating resume there, and hope that 5 minutes stretches, or at the very least, I did something. Any thoughts about this? Thank you, Tyler. Now, okay, so I'm going to say two things. One cruel and one kind. The other things that are just as important. I take issue with you saying that. By definition, I'm touching the mic. That's why I'm so excited. I'm touching the mic. By definition, Tyler, that's a problem. Like, acting like everything is equally important. When everything's equally important, nothing's equally important. You know what I mean? When everything's equally important, nothing's important. But importance is, just like the word decision, it comes from a Latin word, you know, implying cutting and even killing. Cutting, really. Or cut to kill, whatever. So we have incision, decision. Same thing with, again, for some things to be important, other things have to be not important. That sounds terrible. It is kind of zero sum. It's terrible. But, I mean, it's just what it is, so to speak. And so you having energy to do the most important thing and then none left to follow up on the other stuff, I would say that that's the game. Having said that, you know, there is such a thing as being unbalanced in life. And so you can have these situations where a person has, you know, a net worth of $600 million or more, you know, as a billionaire, but then still nine-figure net worth, and still, you know, kills themselves, jumps to their death because they're feeling sad. And that's because they're not taking care of other parts of their life, not taking care of their emotional life and stuff like that. So I wouldn't say, you're not going to stand here and say, first of all, I'm not standing, but I'm not going to stand or kneel here and say, I'm kneeling before you, and say, nothing else matters. It's just that that's a way of getting things done. And why it's a powerful way of getting things done, because your energy is finite. That's the point. Your energy is finite. Your discipline is finite. Your mental and physical energy are finite, and so your resources are finite, your time is finite. And so, yeah, for you to do the most important thing and then run out of time / energy to do anything else, that's okay. Because here's the alternative. That's not the worst-case scenario, actually. The worst-case scenario is actually you doing nothing at all, just analysis paralysis or just total procrastination, play Xbox, PlayStation all day, and you're not tester or a coder or a translator or anything of those games. They're just playing, you know, just escapism, right? Just unbounded escapism is one of the failure modes. And there are much worse things than only doing the most important thing and leaving everything else, you know, to wither and die. And, you know, I'm not saying it's good that other stuff dies. I'm not saying it's good to have imbalance, but it's not the worst. It's not the worst place you can be, so to speak. And so, hold on a second. I'm going to have a natural thing happen. It didn't happen. Thought I was going to cough or something. It did not happen. That's a natural thing. It did not happen. But, you know, maybe it's going to happen. And when that time comes, you know, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it, you know. Anyway, so it's not the worst that could happen. Having said that, yes, a balanced approach could be really good. And so this idea of you spending 5 minutes here, 5 minutes on this, 5 minutes on that, almost like school periods, but more granular even than that. That's a good idea, I think. That has legs. That has a lot of potential. I'd like to even try it, actually, just like this kind of, when you've got, you know, when you have a portfolio of action that's less concentrated around a single thing, or even less concentratable. I think that's a really good idea. That's a good idea. It's a very good idea, and very much worth trying. And again, I'd like to try it. I'm repeating myself. But, you know, again, having said that, elimination is very much underrated. And having said that, you know, elimination is is very much, I just had a thing happen. It's not what you think it was. So elimination is very underrated. No one in time management, except basically maybe Tim Ferriss and Richard Koch. Anyway, so those two people are just about, and the only two I can think of are the only major figures in time management. So I've completely lost my train of thought, and I'm sorry. But anyway, no other major figures. No, I can pronounce words, I promise. No other major figures in time management really talk about elimination extensively. And it's really, elimination is really important. Like, this whole, like, trying to do everything, that's a problem. This whole trying to do everything business is a huge problem, and you'll be so far ahead of the game and accomplish so much more than you realize by eliminating things, just by saying no, by creating that empty space. It's like, it's the same, it's true, it's true physically too, you know, throwing things away creates just so much room, and is such an enriching thing. So again, it's true physically. You know, you've all been in a house you're just moving into or just moving out of, and it's just, moving out of a place, you realize just how much space you had, but it was all taken up by your crap, and you, as you're moving out, moving into, it's all this possibility, and then, like, you know, you just accrue all this junk you don't need. You throw it away, you're actually able to, life becomes fuller, ironically, by emptying it of this extraneous, you know, cruft, essentially. And I would strongly encourage you to eliminate. Having said all that, you know, humans are complicated. Life is complicated in many ways. It's much less complicated than we make it. We make it complicated, but there is a baseline of complication that's there. Managing that complexity through time boxing, you know, through having, you know, you push on this for 5 minutes, then push on the next thing for 5 minutes, that kind of thing, that's powerful, I think, and that's useful, and it's valid, definitely valid, and definitely worth pursuing. You are very much on the right track. That's what I think. Those are my thoughts about this. You're very much on the right track. You're very much on a good track. Just, again, don't forget to eliminate and realize that there are, broadly speaking, three possible paths, right? You can do it all or do nothing, or do the most important thing. And when most people try to do it all, they end up doing nothing instead. So, you know, actually, ironically, focusing only on the most important thing, however, whatever you define that to be, ironically, that's the middle ground. It seems extreme, but that's actually the middle ground. Because procrastination is real, avoidance is real, escapism is real. These are real behaviors, real phenomena we see in human life, we experience. I say see, like it's not, like I've never done it, or like I'm not doing it even right now. Like those are real things. And so, again, this is actually the middle, doing one thing and one thing only, focusing so deeply, that is the middle path, that is the middle ground. Obviously, like the other extreme, doing nothing at all. The real extreme is like doing everything perfectly, which again, not possible. But again, that one strong middle ground is just doing the one thing, and then another. So, not quite middle ground, but close enough is doing 5 minute time boxes of each thing, cycling through like that. That's again very promising for when, like I said, when you need more, when you do need a bit more range, when you need to go wide rather than narrow. Which again, I recommend going narrow, but you know sometimes. Width is necessary, breadth is necessary, range is necessary. In some situations, especially particularly in situations where you don't have the authority really to cancel, to eliminate things, or you don't have the authority, or unfortunately you're in a situation where you've given up that authority. Whether that a school is a classic version of that, right? Like once you accept these classes, up to a certain point you can't eliminate them. You need to go through and take them to their conclusion type thing. So there's that. Different kinds of work situations can be like that as well. You know, there are all kinds of permutations you can think of. Permutations and combinations of situations where everything ends in shun, where where you need a broader action portfolio. So yeah, that is what I think of that. I hope this has been helpful for you and useful. Keep your questions coming. I appreciate them. Thank you very much, Tyler. And thank you. Thank you very much, Tyler. Thanks to everyone listening to this. I'm clearing my throat now. I'm running out of things in my head to put in my mouth, so I will sign off for now. Thank you, take care, and bye for now.